Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Steve Kalaszewski.
Well, hello.
Well, we just want to apologize to our previous program. We just got carried away talking about World War III. If you missed that, you got to get it. Because some of the things that was being said at the summit in Fort Mills, South Carolina, by Rick Joyner was, we're already in World War III. It's an economic war. Yeah. And so we didn't get a chance to get to this program. We will be able to get to it. That Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responds to the comments of the White House staff and saying, name calling and to the Prime Minister, believe it or not, but it's ridicule. It's part of Saul Alinsky's methodologies, which reports are that our president taught Saul Alinsky's methodology for organizing for 4 years. He worked in the lineage of his organization and organized. That's why you hear people saying that the president's an organizer. Mm-hmm. That's not negative or positive. That was his line of work, organizer. Mm-hmm. But when you hear him say the Middle East needs to be organized, you know, it's like, oh, and then you read the book, Rules for Radicals, which talks about Saul Alinsky's techniques, and he dedicates it to Lucifer. But on the back of the cover, the Chicago Tribune is saying that not only back then Barack Obama, but also Hillary Clinton, who are students of Saul Alinsky. And then you find out Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis and her graduate papers on Saul Alinsky, and almost like in penance to Saul Alinsky's reports are, so that because he wanted her to work for him, and she said, "What I'll do is I'll write this whole thesis on it," and it's like, whoa. Based on their mentor, then that would mean then President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they're brothers and sisters. They walk in the same DNA of Saul Alinsky. And how I kind of feel what's going on in my spirit is that there is a 16-year plan being laid out. And the first 8 years of that was this polarization and this organizing the world and getting it into a place. And now that everybody's all, I mean, think about how quickly this world has been wrapped up in such a intense, I mean, our president's staff is name calling the prime minister of Israel. I mean, calling him chicken poop and obtuse and terrible names. But that's part of ridicule. That's actually the fifth part of Alinsky tactics, and it's called ridicule. And I think it's up here somewhere. I don't see it pulled up in front of me. Here it is. Yeah, and we have all this available to you on the VFN Torch, but it's the fifth tactic of Alinsky's 13 Rules for Radicals. And it says, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. I mean, you think about it. I mean, this has been proven because Pat used it on Chris when they were growing up.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I mean, how many? I mean, it's not like Saul Alinsky invented this. It's Saul Alinsky acknowledged in his book on the very front cover, or he dedicated it to the first one that used these tactics. It was done in the presence of God. Lucifer did it, and he dedicated the book to Lucifer, who did it. And what it is you don't have to think about it. I mean, if we just, it's our sin nature. It's our sin nature. It's going to that part of us. And but ridicule, you got to begin to target. You got to begin to freeze your target. You got to identify your target. Then you got to begin to ridicule your target. Then you got to begin to organize around it. And then all of a sudden, everybody's organizing and buying into this. And you name it. There's been 10,000 things. That's exaggerating, but it seems like just nonstop things that have happened. But now they're organizing around Israel, and they're ridiculing Israel, which means there's a plan going on to organize the Middle East. And just like the Canadian Muslim that we had on just the other day that was talking about, I don't have her paperwork in front of me, so I can't tell you, but she was talking about how important it is to stand up to, I don't even see her on this right here.
Click on Red Clothes Alum.
I recognize him. Yeah. Her name is...
Rahil Raza.
Rahil Raza. And she was saying that... Because they asked her in this interview. We heard this interview on BFN TV. What do you think about this Islamic Nations organizing or trying to take over Israel? Are you for that? And she's like, no. Mm-hmm. And she just jumped beyond that. She didn't even stay there. She says, they're trying to take over the West. They're trying to take their goal is hegemony, which means world rule. Mm-hmm. That's their goal. In the West, it's not just Israel. It's America. It's Canada. They believe that they want to come in and bring in a caliphate, which means the Quran would be the way things work. And we even have a Sharia court proceeding that we may show you one day. And it's just, you know, instead of constitution and these laws, they have the Quran that they'll determine on how the things are going to operate.
Oh, wow.
You know, 30 lashes, 20 lashes, beheading, hanging, and all these different things. Oh. Cut this off, sew that back on. Anyway, so she's just coming out and say that this lady is, you know, she is a Canadian Muslim, and she says this is all wrong. This thing, you know, most Muslims are silent right now. I mean, she's saying these are barbarians. Mm-hmm. So, and the leader of this whole mindset's the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. That's what she's saying. It's what we've been seeing as well. Which our leadership has partnered with. For some reason, they feel like that's the best thing to do. We don't know. I don't know why, but they do. According to Michelle Bachmann, you know, they've come in, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, and so we are partnering with, and organizing, and now ridiculing, the Prime Minister of Israel, which is part of it's the fifth tactic to the 13 tactics of Saul Alinsky, and we need to know these tactics because. First of all, you won't scream at your TV anymore. You won't think, are you losing your mind? You know? Or you won't be corralled up like cattle. You'll understand what's going on because we shared the tactic, but then we say, you know, what is the biblical response? What is that's the dark side. What's the light side? And it helps you go just instead of just going, that's evil, that's evil, that's evil. We would say, okay, that's going on. I'm just going to do what God says do. And you'll find out people are looking for leadership. And if the church just begins to follow God's leadership, then they will follow sanity. Because when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Mm-hmm. But when evil men rule, the people grind their teeth, they say, the Lord God says. And so the president's staff are name-calling the prime minister. And you got to see, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's response now. Because what they're saying is that he will not respond to Iran, even though he says that if Iran gets nuclear weapons, then we're going to attack Iran. And they're just provoking them. They're saying they won't do it. They're just chicken poop. He said he won't do this kind of stuff. And it's like, first of all, you think, are these grown men having this conversation? Secondly, you think, are these the most powerful nations in the world having this conversation? Yeah, right. And then you think, this is Zelensky. And then you think, this is Lucifer, like Saul Alinsky said. And you think, we better pay a close attention. God, what do you want us to do at a time like this? And we need to pray for the protection of the peace of Israel. But this is a CBN News reporting on the response after the White House added another name and calling and ridiculing the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Pat, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on the defensive, saying he's under fire because he won't compromise the safety of his country. Those were his first public remarks after an interview quoted a senior Obama administration official calling Netanyahu a word that starts with chicken. The official told The Atlantic the good thing about Netanyahu was that he was scared to launch wars, but the bad thing was he won't reach an accommodation with the Palestinians or Sunni Arabs. Another senior White House official said Netanyahu is a coward on a nuclear Iran and won't launch a preemptive strike.
So calling him a chicken with bile after the name of it, calling him a coward. And I thought this early on, because this has been happening for quite some time. It happened in America. It happened to the church. It happened to every aspect of our society, I think. Now they're working in the Middle East doing it. This is just Saul Alinsky tactics. The question is, what are they trying to do? Okay, that's what's being said. But why are they trying to provoke Israel? Well, remember, they're working on ISIL, which is the Levant, which is a caliphate that surrounds and includes, if they want it, they would want, if they got their way, Israel being in an Islamic nation, those nations there. And so the president says that the Middle East needs to be organized. Those are key words for anybody that understands Saul Alinsky, you know, Marshall Gantz and all of them. We need to organize the Middle East. I mean, this is intense organizing. And you, and hopefully, you know, if you go to VFN Torch and just look at related articles to this, you're going to see, you know, that I've talked about this for quite some time, but I was a community organizer and I know how this stuff, you know, works, but it's just basic carnality. I mean, if you're led by your flesh, you think you're in control, but the truth is you're a slave. For whoever we obey, that's who we're a slave to. So if you follow your flesh, you know, how many people say, you know, I'm determined what's going on in my life. And you're walking, man, you're a slave to money. You're a slave to this or slave to that person. You don't follow, you know, you're not leading nothing. And because he says what Jesus said, the word of God says you're a slave to whatever you obey. And so if you're not spirit led, you'll be organized. You may be, parents are organized all the time by their children. I mean, their children are, you know, how many these tactics of Alinsky, and I don't have them in front of me right here. Maybe you can pull up those tactics in front of me. But how many parents have been ridiculed by their kids for the decisions they're making and raising their children, and then they're organizing and polarizing the whole family against their dad or against their father, and they're building this whole group and saying, you know, we want to nudge them this way and find people that are in agreement. You know, I talked to Bobby's dad, and Bob's dad said that they get to go to movies like that. I mean, the whole thing, right. And it's what it is, it's just sin. It's just sin. But when you're the biggest country in the world coming against, you know, powerful country in the world coming against Israel, and you're doing this to Israel, this is not over cookies or who gets to go see a movie. This is against God. And it's like, oh my goodness, an open society and all these deceptive things and using the law against you. And I mean, just on and on. All this is available for you on the VFN Torch. And so this is serious business. And what's really ultimately, I guess, the most intense factor here is that we have not yet suffered anything for all these things that have been done. Reportedly, you know, President Bill Clinton, when he was president, and the prime minister came to America, he did not, he was trying to pressure him, reportedly, allegedly, to agree to what, peace in the Middle East and all that. And so he had him stay not at the White House. He didn't invite him to stay at the White House. That was just, that, I mean, that, at that time, that was major. You know, it's just very disrespectful to a leader or whatever. But right after that is when all of a sudden Monica Lewinsky situation happened, because we've all sinned. I mean, why did it come out after that? And it's like almost like God pulls the grace off of us. And next thing you know, it's like it was amazing. And so those moments have not yet happened to America. That is a minor thing compared to what's happened again and again and again in the last, you know, 6 years to Israel. And to me, it's just like a big slingshot getting pulled back and 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 pulled back. You know, the Israel's going to survive and the church is going to survive, but there's going to be some consequences, you know, for what's going on. More, we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
Do you have a bad habit that you'd really like to change? This is Focus on the Family Minute, and sometimes it seems impossible to make those changes, but consider implementing a buddy system. Relationship expert Cliff Penner suggests being accountable to someone every day is the best course of action if you're really serious about change.
So the only way to get accountability is to be in relationship with somebody that they are indeed accountable to, a person or a small group. Then it's often daily accountability, where at 8:30 every morning you call me. It needs accountability to somebody else, preferably not the spouse. Maybe that person has struggled with it, maybe they haven't, but it is daily accountability, long term.
So ask a friend to help keep you accountable for changing a bad habit. It'll take some effort, but in the long run, it's worth it. You'll find more trusted advice at focusonthefamily.com.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world. I want to welcome on the Gulf Coast every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so humbled about being there, but we know that God has called us to be able to be light. You know, on the Gulf Coast and on VFN radio around the nation and around the world. We're just getting requests in from Pakistan. We'll say a big shout out to all of our sisters and brothers in Pakistan, as our president would say, to be able to, you know, come and somehow participate and speak, you know, in a virtual way. That there's just so many different ways to be able to just give hope and share.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN radio on the go.
You're listening to VFN radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Think about this. Imagine 2,000 years of history. You're about to see Let the Lion Roar promotionals. You're going to see this thing because you can get it today. We want to begin to think about, we've got to learn history. If we don't learn history, we'll repeat history. Mm-hmm. And imagine being able to sit down with one moment in time and take you through each of the, and a lot of things we've been talking about. You know, America, how we got here, how we stay here, and we're learning out loud. You hear us just kind of, you know, have to pause for just to get more of a download from God, and it's not perfect, but God is revealing this little by little to us. We know in part, and we prophesy in part, but they see this history, this movie called Let the Lion Roar. I mean, you think about it, it's 2,000 years of history, so it's more of your documentary type. Mm-hmm. But if you love God and you want to know the journey of the church and how we got to this place, I mean, this is an exciting thing. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
For almost 2,000 years, an evil deception has been sustained by key church leaders. This insidious conspiracy has stolen the church's identity. It has withheld the church's destiny. It has blinded millions. Until now. Deception is broken, the church will arise this deception is annihilated, the church will be one. When this deception is rescinded, the church will finally operate in its complete power. All of this will take place once the ancient conspiracy is fully revealed. Discover the truth.
This movie will take you, you'll travel across 2,000 years on a virtual, stunning, and high-octane journey, they say, that will just change your life forever, causing you to grow closer to God and understand how we got to this day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're looking for heroes all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's a hero, and heroes don't, they're not born. They just happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Pat gets up every morning, puts on his cape.
Who?
Pack.
It's tucked under the polo. You just can't see it.
Yeah, as a saint's emblem on it.
Right.
I mean, you think about it. You're walking down the street. You're minding your own business. And suddenly, a woman's purse is snatched. I mean, you weren't thinking about it. Doesn't cross your mind. But there's at that moment, that is the moment. If that person's a hero, it will happen at that moment. They weren't like, you know, I'm just looking. Well, there are those kind of folks, but that's not heroes. But they're I mean, you just moved, you responded at that moment, and you went and got the perpetrator, you know, the perp. You got the perpetrator and got the purse back and gave it to the lady and explained to the young man. That you don't do that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so that's how heroes really happen. You're walking down the street and all of a sudden you see a house on fire. And then you're going, oh, this is a house. That's terrible. Then somebody says, little Jennifer's in the house, you know? And then all of a sudden, and sad to say, there are many people that will just watch Jennifer die because they don't, but a hero lays down their life, you know, for this other person. They just don't, you look at firefighters, you look at police officers, you look at soldiers. I mean, they just, it's amazing what they do. And as Christians, we're called to lay down our life for the next generation, for this present. Greater love hath no man than he laid down his life for his friend. And so it's not that we walk around going, you know, I'm looking for something, somebody to rescue. But the fact that at any moment in time, something's going to happen in your day, in your week, in your month, you got to realize God's calling you at that point to represent him in that moment. And if Jennifer is in this fire and she's going to die from smoke inhalation way before the heat hits her, that she has seconds left to be able to, for you to get into the house. You got to decide, am I willing to lay down my life for Jennifer? Am I willing to be scarred for the rest of my life? And if you think about life only for this life and not the life to come, many people would not say, I don't want to be scarred. I don't want to be burned. I don't want to die for this other person, but we're called to lay down our life. Mm-hmm. We're called to suffer for doing what's right. We're called to be, you know, this rescuer of individuals that are escaping from the flames. You know, he says we rescue people like a firebrand, you know, reaching into the fire and pulling them out. And this particular documentary, I believe, will show you that you are the hero of today. I mean, you're not waiting, you get up in the morning like Pat and putting your cape on, but the thing is that you're beginning to look around and say, you know, there needs to be somebody that does this. Where is the person? And, you know, you're looking, you're reading, you're watching, and you're being very critical because you can't find the hero.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people today are saying, you know, we just need a real good leader. If we just had a good leader for America or whatever. And the thing about it is, did you ever think about you being a good leader?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think about you can save Jennifer, that you can... You know, the baby stroller goes into the subway tracks like we saw happen, you know, and then you step down knowing that train could hit you, but you don't want to sit there or stand there and watch this baby get ran over and this man saved just in time, this baby and himself. And instantly he went from just nobody to a hero. Now imagine if the camera goes to your face and you have to say, you know, I live my life for God and he laid in his life for me. How could I not rescue Jennifer if God did that for me?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the train would have hit you or the fire would have burned you? I would have been present with God, but I've been grateful that I laid down my life. That's what we do. We lay down our life. And so did you ever think about when you study history and you look at history, the question we have to ask ourselves is, you know, are we supposed to be the lion that's roaring? Are we supposed to be the trumpet that's blowing? Are we supposed to be, you know, everybody's going, oh, you know, Reverend Billy Graham is going to pass away soon. We all are. We all are. The question is, what are we going to do with this Jesus in our own generation? I mean, everybody's a man. Everybody's a woman, just like you are. The question is, what are we going to do? And I think by my experience in learning history and seeing what's happened and didn't happen, God just uses ordinary people. You think about Elijah. He talks about it in James, the book of James. He says he was just an ordinary man. Yeah, he believed God and he prayed and it's rain stopped and then rain came. I mean, he just believed God and prayed. There is no this. It's what the most powerful thing about you as a Christian is God, not you. And so this same Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, is in everyone who believes. So all of that is with you. Now all you have to do is begin to believe. And we need some heroes. Mm-hmm. We need heroes in all seven mountains that are out there that we talk about. We need a hero in the church who begin to say, you know what? The vocabulary for the church has been stolen. And now instead of calling people the church, we call that building the church. And everybody's upset because the building does nothing for me. Why the people don't even understand they are the building, the temple of God. We need heroes to rise up and say, this is sin, but God can forgive us, but you can't stay in it and stay in relationship with God. We need heroes in the family again that say, you know, God's order of family is the right order of family. And we need fathers that are heroes that stand up in their family and say, this is the way we're going to go in our household. We need mothers to do the same thing. We need children that are heroes to say, you know what? I'm going to live my life right before God and my parents, and I'm going to do what they say. I'm not going to be this one that lusts out for the world. We need heroes in the education system that's not worried about losing their job and losing their bonus and understands I will not deny God in the presence of my job. I am a citizen of America and I do have constitutional rights and I love Jesus. I can read my Bible at my break. My students can bring their Bible in their school and we can acknowledge him everywhere we're at and we can pray to him. We need heroes in government to just say, I don't care if you bought this chairmanship. I don't care if you raised all this money for this committee. You know, that is not true what you're doing. This nation cannot be built on greed and stand. We need righteous leadership. We need Mr. Smith goes to Washington and stands up. We need a whole bunch of heroes like that that stand up. We need heroes in media that says, you know what? I'm not going to surrender all media over to the darkness. We're going to stand up and say, you know, we can use this media for light.
Yeah.
And willing to face all that ridicule and all those things that happen. We need heroes in arts and entertainment. You know, what they're doing right here with this particular movie, Let the Lion Roar. And we need heroes in business that say, yeah, I know that business, our competitor runs on greed and bottom line figures, but we're going to run on love. We're going to care about our customer. We're going to care about our employees and we're going to make righteous decisions. Mm-hmm. And if we stand, we stand because God enables us to stand, but we're not going to go against the ways of God. And we're going to watch God bless this business. I personally believe if we begin to search this out and understand how we got here, that you are today's hero. You need to get rightly related in the body of Christ, and you need to launch into your destiny because this is your generation.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
But a conversation, you'll be surprised. You have to keep your brain active. And personally, you know, and this is how my brain works, and maybe if you're a different kind of design of a brain, you have to have complete silence so you can hear yourself talk to yourself. I don't need to talk to myself. And you have to hear yourself think. Yeah, look at that. His eyes roll up in his head. Gerbil? He goes, that's true. That's actually, I needed to hear myself think. They're the ones who go, shh, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no noise.
All you do is snap your fingers and they're lost. Where am I? What happened?
But to me, it just makes my brain just fire off everything. And I just love to hear good, you know, positive, you know, conversation. And there's nothing more positive than talking about the things of God and God's perspective behind the news and, you know, wisdom moments. Think about wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. You can go to college for, you know, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, and you can be knowledgeably ignorant. And it's a shocker, you know. See, right here, this is how you start your car. You know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much knowledge. It's like, but you got to have wisdom on how to apply that knowledge. And we hope, you know, in the conversations that we're having, we're sharing with you the wisdom that God has revealed to us. How do you live your day-to-day life? That's wisdom. How do I apply, you know, the word of God to my life, the commandments of God and all that? And just, it's just, I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever. And just listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it, 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Heroes. Make sure you get if you missed the earlier part of this, it's you are the hero for this generation. And think about it. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a hero. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other good things as well, but he's a hero. He was, his life ended tragically at 30 years old. But he's a hero. And he affected this nation in such a powerful way that it would never be the same again. I mean, you think about John G. Lake, a hero for God, willing to believe God. What did he do? His family was sick. He took his family down to a local healing ministry, which I believe was Dowie's ministry, maybe. He sees that God can heal, and he gets so excited. He says, I'm going to live the rest of my life for this God that heals. I believe God can heal. I saw him heal my family. And this man ends up starting over 5,000 churches in South Africa, healing rooms around the world. But he became a hero. His generation, he said, you know, I am not going to quit looking at other people to be the solution here. I found out that God is still the solution, and I'm going to get busy. I mean, you think about Pat Robinson with CBN, the 700 Club. He just wanted to do something for God. He wanted to be a part of what God was doing. And it looks one way today, and everybody always looks at what you're doing today and think it happened like that. That's how you just kind of started like that. But it didn't. Everybody, you know, you start with zero, and you just begin to believe God, and God does his things. And next thing you know, you know, Pat Robinson's able to have a conversation with the world about God and influence different things. How many people right now, this is what's missing. What's missing are godly heroes for this generation. You know, where are the young heroes? And I have seen some rising up. I've seen, you know, some, you know, beginning to surface, but the time is calling for them now. I mean, tragedy and trouble is now, and there'll be heroes of the faith. Mm-hmm. And it won't just be one or two, like in the history. There'll be armies of heroes that are willing to go out like this 12-year-old girl did in this vision that's written about in a book by Rick Joyner called The Torch and the Sword. Because one thing that somebody understands, that if you are that person that understands what it takes to do it, you know that having a whole bunch of people around you is not necessarily the answer. It's people around you that are willing to take the same journey as you, mm-hmm. right? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because she discovered on her journey, and this is a vision from the Lord given to Rick Joyner, was in the past she fell because she had people around her who really weren't willing to pay the price. And you have to be willing. I mean, if you're going to walk with heroes, you're going to be a hero. And this, we're not talking about hero in the sense of worship. We're talking about you're going to rescue the kid that fell in the subway tracks. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that kind of thing. This is not about self-worship and all right. these different things. I have
the
to
courage
that.
To meet the demands of your reality.
Yeah, the courage to meet to the demands of your reality. Yeah. That's exactly what's it. And our reality needs people to rise up in these seven mountains of culture to begin to say, you know what? You know, that's what you say. I mean, there's one thing about this one thing. Well, there may be many, but just this one thing. There's one thing that our current president proved to this point. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter what people say. You can do if whatever you believe in, you can do it, right?
Yeah.
And this is a constitutional lawyer, somebody who taught, you know, on the Constitution based on my understanding. And but the things that are being done is like riding the edges, if not way off. You know, some reports are of that. But you know what? It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just men and you know what, the worldly perspective of things. But now imagine God, the creator of the universe, is waiting for you to believe beyond what you see. You know what I'm saying? To begin to understand that, you know, God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, but there's also a heavenly host of angels waiting for somebody on earth to say, do you believe God? I want to back up what God is saying. I will get in there and I will do what God says do if you on earth will take dominion and say, I believe God for this. And this is the interesting thing that I'm beginning to understand, and you know, God will unfold it more, is God, you know, because quite often you're thinking, our thinking or my thinking is, okay, God, tell me what to do and then I'll do it. And that's you know, the biggest majority of it. But sometimes God's going, you know, I will do what you say needs to be done over that situation. If you take authority, in other words, for example, God doesn't micromanage a mother and a father over their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they raise their kids in the way that they seem right. And he talks about that in James. And so God's not constant. I mean, he will support that father and mother and back them up with their authority. And their children will suffer if they rebel against that authority, but they'll also be blessed if they submit to it. But there's leeway in the context of, you know, we eat oatmeal. No, you know, we eat cereal, you know. I mean, if you're praying like Elijah and you're just saying, you know, dear Lord, you know, everybody has turned against your ways. We send famine, you know,
right.
He prayed that it wouldn't rain. He didn't say, it doesn't say that he said, okay, hey, I'm going to bring famine for a little bit. So if you'll just, get on your knees and just pray. So people could see that you agree that I want to bring famine. This isn't what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, he prayed that it wouldn't rain. But it's what the Word of God says. And he says in James that he was a man just like us. So sometimes you got to say, you know, dear Lord, you know, visit that leader in their sleep.
Mm.
Give them a dream, a Job 33 dream. Warn them. Some people are waiting for God to say, hey, I want you to pray about a dream, a Job 33 dream, you know, instead of saying, no, he says his word says he'll speak to someone and he'll warn them in their sleep. And you can just pray, dear God, let that leader know that you love them. You got a plan for your life, and the direction that they're taking is an ungodly direction. If they don't turn from it, it won't be good for them or the ones that they're leading. That kind of thing. So sometimes you say, well, all of a sudden this prophet showed up and they prophesied this and that and the other. And they say, wow, it's amazing how that prophet lined up exactly and knew exactly when the earthquake was going to happen. Or you can say, God was just waiting for a man or woman of faith to begin to speak out what God was saying. And because of that, God backed that prophet up with signs following. In other words, that you do what God wants you to do. Just as what Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and I will be with you. He says, you'll cast out demons, you'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover, and I'll work with you confirming my word. So if you don't go forth and preach the gospel, if you don't lay hands on the sick, then there's nobody going to recover. And if you don't preach the word, there's nothing for him to confirm. You see what I'm saying? So begin to see, it's like, you know what? We're waiting for the blueprints to drop into our hands of how God wants to do it. And God says, oh, you know, I did. It's called my Bible. It's the word of God. See what I can do and begin to believe me and begin to walk into these seven mountains of culture, to religion and family and education and government and media, arts and entertainment and business, and begin to just speak the things of God into your business, into your finance, into your family, into your marriage, into education, and begin to watch God confirm it and whatever he wants to do. If all of a sudden the Lord's just stirring in your heart, you'd be surprised what he can do. And all of a sudden people realize what was said was of God because of the signs that followed. At least they have an option to do that. And you think about, I think, Paul Kane. And when Paul Kane would show up, you know, that there would be an earthquake when he would show up.
Wow.
And when he would leave, there'd be another one.
Hmm.
And but what he delivered in between the earthquakes, you know, based on these reports, was the word of God. So it wasn't about the earthquake, because a lot of people are like, the earthquake, the earthquake, the earthquake, the earthquake. It's like, what did he say? You know, people can tell you all about the earthquake, but like, do you know what the message was? Something about repentance and and we're heading in a wrong direction, or, you know, that kind of thing. So be a hero today. I want to encourage you to stop looking to the right, stop looking to the left, and say, God, here I am, send me. And I encourage you to get rightly related to the body of Christ and start functioning in your role and do what you need to do to rescue as many as you can from the flames of separation from God, the flames of hell. No, not so cute. You've got to see this thing. This is amazing. This is totally amazing. When we get back from this break, you know, we are pushing everything to the extremes. I mean, there's nothing, I don't think, that has not yet been pushed to the extreme. And now they are taking little girls, dressing them up. They're sexualizing little girls and having them begin to use the F-bomb and just trying to promote feminism. It's like, how does that promote?
Crazy.
I mean, the word feminism, I mean, just what are we doing? Masculinity, femininity, and all this. Matter of fact, more we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing. The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
The $50 eye guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 eye guy.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com. Click podcast.
Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
How's it going?
Going good.
Very good.
How are you?
Doing good. I really enjoyed our time at the Dream Center Sunday. Yeah, did you enjoy
did
that?
Did you?
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I was trying to keep your identity secret.
You did a great job.
I did everything.
I appreciate
but,
that.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
I was given a great, great example of humility or something like that. What was it?
Humiliation.
Humiliation.
One
and,
of the two.
Yeah, and I had to think quickly, you know. And the first thing I thought about was that man you picked up and threw out of the office years ago.
No, I didn't touch him.
You didn't touch him.
Oh.
You didn't have to in those days.
Right?
It was like a, you know, just speaking as like Spider-Man.
You might want to, you know, use that door over there.
Well, he shouldn't have talked about anything about your IQ. I mean, if anybody knew anything at that time, you did not threaten anything about because you're so smart. He didn't understand how intelligent you were, you know, and what you didn't have in intelligence, you made it through Braun. You were huge. Remember that?
No. I mean,
he used to come he used to come to work and go, I was like, amazing. You could bench at least 125. Wasn't it 125? It was
that,
mentioned at that time.
Yeah. Maybe.
But I appreciate you letting me be able to share that.
Yeah.
But, you
no
know,
problem.
It's so funny. You can have all these intentions about lifting weights and all that, and then you can think about it and go, what
was I thinking?
What was I doing
already?
What you do is you just gain weight and you pick yourself up every day. You know, I'm benching. I ain't going to tell you what I'm benching every day.
Yeah, right.
Squatting, I guess they would say.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Feminism, the F-bomb for feminism. The company F-C-K-H-A has released an internet video that purports to promote gender equality, but critics are accusing the producers of exploiting young girls, and you'll definitely see why in a moment with this video. But this video features eight girls ages 6 to 13 dressed up like princes using princesses using profanity as they're talking about pay equality and sex abuse. And think about it. You dress them up in this way to act that way, which is pushing the, it's exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
You got to see this. Listen to this. Watch this.
An internet video supposedly promoting gender equality is accused of exploiting young girls. F-bombs for feminism features girls dressed up as princesses and using profanity to rant about pay inequality and sexual abuse. Here's a bleeped out version.
Pretty. Pretty.
Pretty.
What the f***? I'm not some pretty f***. Helpless
princess in distress.
I'm pretty powerful
and ready for success.
So what is more offensive?
A little girl saying or the unequal and sexist way
society treats girls and women.
And Dr. Linda Mental joins us now to talk about this. Linda, needless to say, this is very shocking.
It is. And on the one hand, I hate giving them even the slightest promotion of that video, but we do need to be talking about
Definitely.
It because of what it means in
is
our culture.
Is it child abuse?
Yeah, it actually is, because I looked up the federal definition of child abuse, and if it says any recent act or failure to act on the part of a parent or a caretaker which results in emotional harm or exploitation. And if you watch that video, it is so clear that they are exploiting those young girls. There's no way that those young girls would know to use that language, to talk like that, to have that attitude. So they're obviously being coached by some producer and parents who are in agreement with doing that.
that brings us to our next question. Why would any parent agree to allow their child to do this?
Well, the only thing I can think of is that it probably has to do with money. And so if you're a parent and you're thinking, oh, I have a little child actress and I'm going to, you know, honey, it's kind of like what they say to adults, you know, you might have to do this nude scene, but it's part of what you have to do for your career. Yeah. Although adults have the right to decide and to choose, and a child does not have the capacity to say, this is good for me, not good for me. The parent is responsible for that. So I'm guessing that there was some kind of promise of money or fame, which is so huge in our culture today.
What kind of impact would something like this have on the girls in the video?
You know, that is the scariest part of this to me, because once you put something on video and it is out there, it is not retractable. And so for the rest of their lives, those little girls are going to be marked by this kind of video that's going to follow them where they go. And once they find out what they were actually saying and what they meant, and the one part that's really disturbing that you and I were talking about as we were watching that is this part where they're talking about how awful it is to be sexually assaulted by a male. But they're using sexually assaultive language towards men exactly. to bring that point out. So the whole thing is so wrong and so disturbing.
It's really disturbing. And feminism is supposed to be about empowering women, but clearly they're not concerned about the girls in the video.
No, and there's nothing empowering about this. If nothing else, it's teaching girls to be disrespectful, to use coarse and horrible language towards another person. It's exactly the opposite of empowering you. It's very cruel, to, in my opinion, to what they're doing to those girls.
Wow. And Linda, here we are talking about which is what they're aiming for, about the girls being, you know, so vulgar and everything. But this really does need to be exposed.
It really does. And I hope that anybody who watches that on YouTube would write in and say, this is horrible, horrific. I hope somebody legally goes after these producers under this idea of child abuse and exploitation. I took this to one of my lawyer friends, and she said they could have a case. So if you're out there and you're watching it and you want to take on something, be a great cause.
I think a lot of people would back that
they
effort,
would.
Definitely. Dr. Linda Mendel, thank you so much for joining
Thanks.
Us today.
How in the world could that be empowering these young girls? How in the world could degrading yourself and degrading your children, how could another woman do this to a girl?
Horrific.
For your own personal gamut, why would you even do that to a child? And, you know, how does that empower women? And if we've seen this quite some time, how empowering a woman does not necessarily mean disempowering a man. It's both. Human beings are empowered and created in the image and the likeness of God. You know, for a man to arise to his place in life does not mean that a woman has to be pushed down to for him to have a place, nor does for a woman to arise to her place, does that mean that a man has to be pushed down. That if we're created in the image and the likeness of God, then we would say, you know, what are you doing dishonoring another human being, dishonoring the other gender, whatever that is, or dishonoring these young girls? And I mean, just like we were talking about in the, you know, the last wind of force across the earth is going to be an economic force. And the question they asked in this interview, why would anybody do this or get their girls to do this? And they said, probably it was for money. Just like they do an adult. They said, you got to do this nude scene. If you want this money, you got to do this nude scene. And they said, well, you know, I had to have the job or what. It's like, at some point we got to say, this is not right.
Yeah.
You know? But our kids are just getting inundated with all this imagery. And it's like, there is no, where are the values? Where are the morals? Nobody's perfect, but this is like just a flood of who cares and just let it all go, whatever. And this is what the Word of God says. They gave themselves over to it. And this is like giving ourselves over to the antithesis of righteousness, just giving ourselves over. And what happens with that, if you read Romans chapter 1, he gives us over to do what ought not to be done, and things begin to get destroyed in our life. And it's like we have to go, you know what? This is not right. I mean, especially some of the things, and we can't talk in details about the expectation they have of people who are
you know, maybe they own a daycare or they're a teacher or something like that. And it's like, and then whoever the leaders were over these children, they did that to these children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that they should be, you know, based on those standards, right? And all that training and all that stuff. It's like, hey, you know, they totally violated the, you know, they did not empower these young girls at all. Mm-hmm. And you'll find out when you give your life to God, you know, and when I wasn't saved, you know, I didn't know the Lord. I didn't think I could even talk without certain adjectives. I mean, yeah, I was going to express myself, I just did. That's just how I talked. And then when I got saved, I just, some of those things, just what I used to drop these words, I didn't drop them anymore more because I found out I could actually have a conversation
without them.
But I didn't, as an unbeliever, enough. I didn't even know I could. Yeah. I really didn't. I remember watching the Christian, and I was just became a Christian. I was watching him. I'm like, man, you talked for like 20 minutes and you didn't use one of these words.
Yeah.
It was a new thing for me. Mm-hmm. And so if an unbeliever, you can't say, you know, this word is bad, but the fact that it's a child and that we're doing this, that's actually how we're trying to empower her, is to degrade her and to degrade women. I don't think that should be done. And we just want to pray for these girls and just pray that they would know the Lord and they would be protected and to value them, because one day they're going to choose to have a family. One day their children are going to see this and they're going to see what you did for these girls. Dear Lord, we pray, have mercy on our country. Teach us how to be men and women, and forgive us, Lord, we failed in that. And we just ask this in Jesus' name.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
VFNTV.com, where you can find everything that you ever wanted to know about VFN TV and the daily video program and so much more. Also, the torch. You'll see a flaming torch in the left-hand corner. Go ahead and select it, with over 3,000 highlights that are available for you, so that you can just search and look and share and pass. A lot of times, the torch allows us to add more to our conversation. We have pictures, we have videos, we have graphs sometimes, and just allows you to take more time to really go deeper, because we only have a limited amount of time on air, but the torch allows you to just get all the related resources and all the related articles, and allows you to go so much deeper. Also, we have different tabs for you under the VFN torch, where you can look up prophecy. All the prophetic words that have been shared, and there have been quite a few. We have words, wisdom moments. We have original intent, and we have a new one that I'm very excited about, third great awakening. That's what we're believing for. We're here keeping a conversation light. We're here to have a conversation and with hopes and prayers and belief that a third great awakening is going to touch our nation and the pendulum is going to swing back. Instead of hearts and minds and actions that are turned away from God, hearts are going to be turned automatically to God and on fire. Mm. So thank you for being a part of this conversation, and thank you for being part of a movement of keeping the conversation light, and that's L-I-G-H-T, the light of the world. And we want to keep Jesus on our minds always, because yes. he is the lifter of our soul. We love him, and we just want to do everything that we can to make him famous in the world today.